We're in Simen Kuf Samach Beis. We're up to Siv Beis, and we will be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. Hanotel Yodov, Shofach Aleim Ktsas Meharvias Lohosir Mehem Halichluch V'Chol Dover Shechotzitz. The Machaber Shita is that when you begin your Netila, the first thing you have to do is pour some water on your hands in order to clean them, so there shouldn't be a chatzitza on them. Then you proceed to wash further. Then you wash a second time, which is the first netila. The first water was just to get rid of chatzitzas. And that's mayim rishonim, and they become tamei. That then becomes mayim shniyim. So the first water is just to get rid of the dirt. The second is mayim rishonim, which then becomes tamei, and the third is metayer the mayim rishonim. Then ein biyadayim lichluch hadavar achotzitz shofach al shtei yadav revias bevasachas vein tzarech mayim shniyim. So he says, in a case where your hands are clean, so what you can do is you don't need that first water to pour on it. Not only that, but if you're going to use the whole revias at once to wash your hands, you don't even need mayim shniyim, because the water never becomes tamei if you used a complete revias. Now, first of all, this means that you're washing both your hands at once with a revias. Either somebody is washing you, or you're tipping over the kli with your hands and letting the water fall all over your fingers, and you have one revias all at once. On that, the Rama says, Hagah, v'hu adim im hayu mayim rabim rochetz tchila ma'at kedei la'asur alichluch. Says the Rama, what happens if your hands were a little filthy? You can wash them, but if you have plenty of water, then you can use the revias to wash your hands. Now, what is the Rama adding? According to the Machaber, the case was you had exactly a revias of water. So there, if you use some of the water to wash the lichluch off your hands, you don't have a revias left anymore. So now you're going to have to wash mayim rishonim and mayim shniyim. According to the Rama, in the case of the Rama, the case was you had more than a revias. So if you use a little bit of it to get rid of the lichluch, you can now still have a revias there to wash your hands with, and you wouldn't need mayim shniyim. Once again, that's when you're washing the two hands at the same time. Someone is either washing you, or you're flipping over the keli, and the water is falling on both of your hands. If you wash each hand separately, then you'll need a revias for each hand for there not to be a need for mayim shniyim, because it's only when you're using a complete revias at this pouring that we say the water doesn't become tame. And if the water became tame, you'll need mayim shniyim. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that there's really a very big kasha on this mechaber. The first kasha is, how could you use part of this water for washing your hands? The mitzvah's netila is to be metahir your hands, not to clean your hands. You want to clean your hands, take some soap and water before you start. Why are you using part of this water to wash your hands? Because you don't want a chatzitza. But then, when you start doing the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, you don't have a revias left in the cup. The halacha is you have to wash from a cup of a revias. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the poskim explain that the Machaber holds that this, since this is also a tzoruch of netila, the halacha is that the revias can count from there too. In the Bir Halacha, he has a very hard time with this. He says that there's no real makor from the Rishonim in this. Tosis, who mentions that you should use some of the water to cleanse your hands first, doesn't say that he means using part of the revias betzimtzum that you had. So the Mishnah Berurah does not like the idea of doing this altogether. Then he's got another kasha. Okay, you went ahead and used some of the water to wash your hands with. Now, this water became tame. The halacha is that if your hands have tame water on them, you have to dry them. We'll see, the halacha is that you have to dry tame water off of your hands. How is it that you are allowed to proceed to wash your hands without getting rid of this water? Now, if this water were mayim rishonim, that you wash your hand properly, we understand. But the pashtus of what the Machaber is having you do is put some water on your hands, rub your two hands together, one hand is metame the other, Mayim Shniyim will not be Matar the water because the Tumah came from the different hand, and you can only have Mayim Shniyim being Matar the Tumah from this hand, not the Tumah from the other hand. How does the Mechaber let you do this? Says the Mishnah Brura, well, the answer is simple. This is not being done Derech Netila. We said the halacha was that if you stick your hand into a barrel of water, the water is kashuf in Netilas Yadayim, even though your hands were unwashed and they're Tameh. Because Chazal did not say that water becomes Tameh for Netila unless it became Tameh in the process of doing a Netila. Water that you use for Netila becomes Tameh, and now you couldn't use that for Netilas Yadayim. Over here, you're washing your hands for the sake of cleansing them. That is not part of the Netila. Therefore, it does not ruin your hands. The water is not considered tame, and you don't have to dry them first. Now, this is something of a stira to the inyan of using part of this water from the revius. Because to say that I can use part of the revius for this, I'm going to have to say it is part of Netilas Yadayim. Yet when it comes to Tumo, we're going to have to say that it's not part of the Netilas Yadayim. Nevertheless, it would seem that the Mechaber is holding that that is true. It's part of the mitzvah's Netilah, but it's not part of the Taharas Netilah. That would seem to be pshat in it. Now, it was beferish in the Mechaber and the Ramah that if you use a revius, there's no need for Mayim Shniyim. The Mishnah Brura brings down that the Ravid and the Rashba hold that there's a halacha that requires Mayim Shniyim, even if you don't need it for Tara. There's a mitzvah of using Mayim Shniyim. Therefore, he suggests that if you use a complete revius on each hand, you should still do Mayim Shniyim. You should always do Mayim Shniyim to be Yotza the Shitas HaRavid. Further, Hanotel Yodav Tzarech L'Shavshafam Zo B'Zo. When you wash your hands, it's best that you go and rub them against each other in order to get rid of all dirt. The case is where you used a revius of water, so the water is still tahar. And nothing, the water is tahar, your hands are tahar, because if not, to go and rub the two hands together when you have mayim tmeim on them, you're not allowed to. So if you're using a revius, the mitzvah is, as you're washing, to actually rub your hands. So if someone else is washing you and is using a whole revius, then you should rub your two hands together as you're being washed. Siv Gimel. Natal mitzvah yodo v'chazer v'hosev v'natal hashar mi yodo. Hare yodo tmeya kamo shahoysa. What happens if you wash part of your hand, and then you wash the rest of it from your hand, your hand is tameh like it was before. The halacha is, if you wash half your hand and then another half of your hand, that is not good. So the case here is, you wash a half a hand, you dry it. Then you wash the other half of the hand. You were not yotze netila sidayim. Netila is all or nothing. Either you washed your whole hand, or that was not a netila. V'madayin yesh al mikzis hayad shenotel betchila tofeach amanas lahatfiach. What happens if the hand that you washed half your hand first and didn't dry it, and it's still wet, so wet that if you touch it with a dry hand, your hand would get so wet that it can wet something else. It's got to be so wet that if you touch it with another hand, that other hand can now wet a third thing. So if it's tofeach latfiach, it is considered as if you're still in the middle of washing, and it is tohar. The Mishnah Brura speaks out that is bidyevet only. L'chatchila, you should wash your entire hand at once. Therefore, washing from a container that has a faucet that you have to turn on and off, in order to keep it korach rishon and not grama, we said that you have to keep turning it on and off. You will necessarily be washing l'chatzoin, relying on the tofeach latfiach halacha. Since this is a bidyeved, you shouldn't use such an apparatus l'chatchila. Says the Mechaber now, b'medvar mamurim b'mayim rishonim. That's only when you're dealing with Mayim Rishonim. Aval b'shniyim notal mixis yoda v'chozer umosif al mitzoson. Mayim Shniyim does not have this problem altogether. That means in Mayim Shniyim, there's no halacha of ein etila l'chatzoyin. The halacha is that you're allowed to wash part of it and then the other part of it. Only Mayim Rishonim has no shame netila unless you wash your entire hand at once.